couple things to go over. We've got some housekeeping items. Everyone, please keep your microphone on mute unless you speak, just to minimize the background noise. That's helpful. You can use the chat feature to ask a question and type it in so we can all see it. And you're welcome to unmute and ask a question, but if during the presentation, you can just keep yourself muted. We've got a great resource page on our website if you haven't checked it out in a while. There's a lot of things that Teresa and Melissa are posting that are very helpful. We still have Farmers Market going on Saturdays. If you haven't followed the Franklin Farmers Market on Facebook, you should, because Karen's really good about getting on a list of who's coming on Saturday or even what they'll have. So, for example, Layden Seafood has been coming almost every weekend, and they usually get an idea of his inventory before, so it can give you an idea if it's what you're looking for. We've had a really fun February promotion going on, if you've seen on our Facebook, about couples in business together. So there are a lot of couples, and we've stuck with the traditional married couples, but we've also realized and expanded our list to know that there are lots of families, sisters, brothers, et cetera, on, in business in Franklin. So look for more promotions like that. There is a drawing on Monday. Teresa, maybe you can speak more to the drawing.
Yes, we've got a little gift basket put together, and I think I've got one more couple coming in. But when we first thought of this, there really is, if you think about it, a lot of couples that work together. So we thought it would be a fun promotion, and we've had had a good time with that. We put them out on our Facebook. You've seen them in our newsletter. We've had actually, I counted up this morning, reach for all the cumulative ones have been 14,581, and we've had over 2,000 engagements and shares and that type of thing. So we've had fun with that promotion. And Monday, after everybody is in, if we get another one or so this weekend, I'll post. But we'll draw for the gift basket. We'll do that and put that out on Facebook Live as well. So it's been a fun promotion.
It is really awesome to see how many people, couples, are in business right here in Franklin, Southampton. So please remember to support those local businesses. The winter months can be tough since we're not out and moving as much. Although, I don't know if, like me, you guys got excited this week with the weather and getting in the 60s. It reminded me spring is coming. We are so close. So get out and support those local businesses when you can. Let us know also how we can assist you. There's a lot going on. And Teresa, if you want to spend a minute just with any February or March updates for the group, I do feel like there's starting to be more and more going on.
Right. And I think, like you said, as the weather breaks, we're hoping to do maybe a few little small activity outside and get some visits done. We are going to do some sort of since it's St. Patrick's Day in March, some sort of lucky promotion. We're going to continue to go out and talk to our members and take some videos and photos and actually do different industries that we maybe not have done before. Maybe we've done a lot of retail. So I think we're going to get that underway in March. And because the weather is getting nicer, we're thinking about golf, and we're trying to get started with our committees. If anybody would like to help us on that, the time will be May the 10th, second Monday in May. So we're looking forward to being able to do an outside event then. So any ideas you have are welcomed.
A lot of good things coming up, and we had to do golf a little different last year. We're going to take some of those ideas into this year, but try to get back on our regular schedule, as she said, in May. So we'd love to have you on the golf committee. Also, let's see what else is on my list. If there are topics you'd like to learn more about through the Brewing Up business, or we do the email still on Mondays and Fridays, we have become a conduit more so through the pandemic for information, and we'd love to provide speakers that are of interest to you.
Megan, I think you're frozen for a second. Did we lose you, Megan? See if you're still on. We're having a glitch with Megan. What she was saying is if we have any other, if you all have particular topics of interest that you would like to, for us to bring before you, either this or seminars or anything like that, please email and let us know. We'd love to address your concerns. Another thing we are working on is the legislative, the General Assembly. We're going to be able to, we're working with our legislators, and we're going to have something that we'll put out on Facebook. We'll be sending out something next week about finding out questions that people would like to ask the legislators. We're going to be working on that and have something to present you after the General Assembly. So we're even though we're not able to travel to Richmond like we normally do for the, to meet with them, we're still going to stay in touch. Randolph Cook, who's our Legislative Affairs Director, is going to be able to help us do that. And I think we're going to use Trey Cofield. If you all don't know, he started a new business of live streaming and videos and those types of things. So we're going to work on that and bring that before you too. So we want to keep you connected to our legislators and make sure they know that we're watching, and we need them to support our community and what they're doing in Richmond. So that will be coming up. I think Megan's probably going to try to log back in. She must have had a glitch. Kim, I see that you've gotten on video, so that's good. Mariah, your IT person got you fixed up.
IT person was pretty good.
That's right. Why don't we just go around and see, we'll just talk briefly with everybody, see what you have going on, and then at the end, Kim, we'll let you make some remarks and answer some questions. And so I'm just looking at my screen here. I'm just going to go down the list. Who is 5624? Let's see, I've got to get my glasses now. 5624664.
That's Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hi. Certainly, Mid-Atlantic Health Solutions is on Main Street. On down on downtown. So we see a lot of activity going on downtown, so that's exciting as far as our business. We're still maintaining about 50% in a hybrid model of remote workers and those that have returned to the office. And we're just very excited about the vaccines that are being made available and just knowing that we're going to kick COVID before long.
Right. Everything's starting in motion, so that's good. Thank you. Who is the 8508?
You may be 0858.
Yes.
That's Woody from Farm Credit.
Okay, Woody, what do you have going on?
Well, of course, we're in the agricultural lending business. So right now we are bombarded with farmers coming in and setting up their operating lines of credit. We're also an approved lender for SBA to do the PPP loans. So we've got a whole lot of that going on with our customers. But just a busy time of year, which typically is par for the course for us. We're still pretty much on lockdown because of the pandemic, but we do allow people to meet with us by appointment only. And I will echo the same thing. I'm hoping these vaccines come on through fast and furious so that we can return to some sort of normalcy, even though that will be a whole lot different from what we're used to being as normal.
Great, thank you. I know everybody has, and all of our lending institutions have been very busy with the PPP loans. So thanks for what you all are doing to keep the businesses going and the farmers as well.
Thank you.
Who is 7161?
That is Robert with Colonial Farm Credit.
Yes, you all, you're... I can, yes.
I just want to echo everything Woody just said about kind of being busy with the PPP loans and helping farmers and such, but I just also wanted to say we also offer lot and land financing as well as construction and new homes. So just kind of run the gamut of things and keep them busy helping people out.
Thank you. How about the 0858? Who is that?
That was Woody again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think when some people get on and off, it's popping in different places. Charles, you are up. What have you got going on at your church?
Well, we wrapped up a really good 2020, and I cannot express enough gratitude to our people. We have taken a really prudent, cautious approach through the virus, and we did experiment with resuming in-person worship services during Advent, but partially because of a conversation that I had with Kim, we went ahead and closed it back down to in-person. But our people were faithful financially and also missionally. We've done a lot of things out in the community and for the community through the pandemic. And so I could not be happier with the year we've just finished. Let me, and by the way, we anticipate revisiting the topic now that the vaccinations are starting to happen. We're going to revisit in person, but I still think we're going to be a couple of months at least before we resume in person, but our online viewership has been strong, and we're doing just fine right now. I want to one other note though. Elizabeth and I, this is a personal note. Elizabeth and I are completely remodeling our kitchen. It is just short of a gut job on the kitchen, and we have gone out of our way to make sure every single contractor that we're using is right here in Franklin. And we look forward to seeing even our design. We worked with Katrina. And so everything is being done by Franklin folks. And look forward to showing it off when we're all done.
That sounds great. And thank you for using local folks. It's good to hear. And it's good to know that we have everything you need available to do that. I know Katrina's doing a great job. And with all of her, she's really spreading throughout the community and getting well known. So it's I'm really happy for her. She's worked really, really hard to get going. See, Megan is back with us. She had a little internet issue.
Sorry, technical difficulties.
We're just going down the list, and I guess Holly, looks like you're up next.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That Pam is on this morning, so I will let her speak to the lending piece of things. I know we want to get loans in here, but Bronco's doing good. Our doors are open. Members are coming in, and so they're I think they're excited to see people. And I'll just take a minute and say thank you to everybody that's reached out to me during my time of loss, losing my husband. So I really appreciate the community support and really rallying my family. And I just encourage you all, as we go through this pandemic, you know, take precautions that are needed for your family, but don't let COVID grip you with fear. That's no way to live. And honestly, isolation was probably worse for my husband than COVID. So, you know, just get out, stay connected, continue to do things like this. It's important to be with people and community and family. So do what's safe for your family, but stay connected and be involved, because I think that's super important for everyone. So, but I really appreciate the community support through all of this. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Holly. We're with you. You know that.
Okay. Pam, did you want to go next?
Sure. Good morning, everybody. And to echo what Holly was saying, yes, our doors are open. We do have maybe 10 or 15 people still teleworking. I'm one of them, and I'm not happy about it. I'm ready to go back to the office, but I will tell you what Holly told me. She said, I know you love Derek, but I don't want you going to see him anytime soon. So you keep your little butt at home, and I need you on Earth. So I will stay at home as long as I have to. Speaking of vaccines, I've gotten the first dose, and hey, nothing's, you know, I'm not an alien or anything yet, so we'll see with the second dose. And we are very, very busy on the lending side, especially real estate. So tell all your friends, if they have not tapped in to these low rates, they need to give us a call and speak to one of our mortgage loan originators. And the car loans, we're not doing as well on the car side. Applications have picked up the end of this month. February has been better than January. So we're hoping with those tax refunds and some stimulus that folks will get out and buy cars again and get going. But anyway, we're here and thank you. And I'm glad to be on the call today.
Megan, are you having a blip again, I'm afraid?
Glad to see Pam. We've missed Scotch and Janine.
I think Megan's internet is in and out again. Thank you, Pam, and I'm glad you're referring people to cars. As you know, there's a new lot full of Jeeps and Dodge next to the Chevrolet place. So that's another encouraging sign for our community. They're expanding and doing really well over there. So keep it up. And Blake has a full lot of cars to sell you as well. Let's go to Janine. I see you're on here, Janine. We're anxious to hear what's going on over at the Peanut Patch. I think you're muted right now. Janine, can you hear us and unmute? She is. Let's see. Todd, you want to talk to us a minute? And you're muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Good deal. Look, my first time jumping on with y'all, and I should be used to Zoom meetings by now because that's all Allstate does anymore. But I would just reiterate, and I like what Charles said. He was using all local contractors. A lot of times we forget about the service industry when it comes to buying local. You know, we just think about the actual brick and mortar shop, so to speak, with the, you know, restaurants and clothes and all that good stuff. I try to support as much of that, but especially with the way people are doing business now online and through 1-800 call numbers. Remember that we have local service, like, you know, I'm just the Allstate guy, but, you know, we got Nationwide, State Farm, Farm Bureau, I know Manrig Rawls, all those companies. But a lot of times what people don't know is when they call the 1-800 number and say, hey, I'm from Franklin, Virginia, and they buy a policy, that doesn't mean it goes to the local agent. You could end up with an agent in Northern Virginia. And because once you circumvent the local agent, it's now a corporate deal. And a lot of people don't realize that. And I was telling Teresa last week, we've actually seen, we're losing about 25% of our business to my own company through a 1-800 number. And it doesn't necessarily matriculate back to us here locally. So spread the word to your friends and neighbors at any time that they're going to want to do something local, and it's so much easier to call a 1-800 number. Find a local number, call the local person, whether that be the lenders or the in any of the service industry. So, I mean, we've got through it. All my people stayed employed. Nobody missed a check, except me, maybe. So that's the way it is with owning your own business. But we're open. Our doors are open. We're very careful about how we deal with people. And it's really been kind of hard, saddened a lot. The customers that we've lost to COVID during the course of the year. And when we find out about them, we try to send them a handwritten note just to let them know what we're thinking about them. But I like what I think Holly said it. I think fear grip your life. Can't live in fear. And that's one thing I refuse to do. So anyway, glad to be a part of Franklin. Glad to be a part of the community. Kim, it's good seeing you. I know it's been a while since I sat in on any meeting as well. But we're here. Just remind people that when they're dealing, that anytime you see it on TV, 1-800, there's a local number that's got a 757 in front of it. Use that 757 first. So anyway, glad to be here. Appreciate you letting me talk.
Thank you, Todd. We appreciate you being on with us. I think you've got a good point. I think people shopping services, anything, have gone to just calling or going online, and it's important that we get back to that face-to-face and remember that all these folks are here employing our neighbors and friends, and we need to support local no matter what the business or industry is. I've got a chat here from Janine. She just says, good morning to you all. We have started renovations at the Patch. So I don't know their date. I don't know if she can log in or not. And also the next person we can go to, let's see. Janine can hear us, but she can't speak in, I guess. So anybody has a question, and you can ask her, and she'll chat it back here, and I'll read that. Janine, I'm not sure when. Well, now my computer's doing something here. Let's see. I don't know if you have a projected date, maybe a month or two, that the Peanut Patch might be able to reopen. I know that they have started renovations, and hopefully it won't be too much longer. I know we've all missed going there and shopping, and especially through the Christmas holidays and that type of thing. So she's typing something back to me. Maybe she'll have a date where we can get back in and do some shopping. There's a lot of fun business after hours and those types of things. So hopefully we can have an event when we open the doors again. Let's see here. See, Megan's popping back on. My internet's a little wonky too. I don't know what it is today.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right. Janine is typing something back to us about when she may be able to open. Before we get back to her, I also see on here Angela Jeffries. She is on. She's on the phone. Angela, I don't know if you can. Can you hear us and unmute?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know what's going on my computer. I tried to join by the computer, but I'm seeing who's talking, that kind of thing. I can't get my camera up. I'm wrong with it. And we're teleworking, so my tech person's at home today.
Okay. So you all are not currently in the office?
Yes, I've got four people in the office a week, and we rotate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're currently, the majority of us received our vaccinations. We've done had the first and second shot, and we're still here and doing well. And I just wanted to let you know that effective yesterday, I became the new chief, so I replaced Mary.
Oh, congratulations, Angela. That's great to hear.
Thank you.
That's great. Congratulations. So Janine is still typing something to us, it looks like. Does anybody, have we missed anybody? Let's see. I think Randolph, I see you. Are you on? Can you unmute and give us an update?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I was a little late jumping on, but it's been a good time for our business. We picked up a new contract with VDOT yesterday, so I put three or four or five people to work, which I hope some of them will be out of the Franklin office. So that's a good thing. We also, for anybody on the call, if you are interested in transportation work, we do have a couple of positions that we are trying to hire, construction inspectors, or we even may hire an engineer. Not a mechanical engineer, but a transportation engineer for this office also. So there are a couple things on the website. If you go to the Summit website, you could find what's available here in Franklin. So things are going well. Doing well. Thank you.
Great to hear. For those on the phone, I'll read what Janine has said. She said, renovations are going slowly. No reopening date just yet, but the Peanut Patch will get a facelift. So we have some new things happening with the patch. Can't wait for you all to see it. Let's just say we're all about local and Virginia. So that sounds encouraging. So things are on the way there. So hopefully not in the too distant future, we can all do a little shopping at the peanut patch.
Well, as long as my computer holds out, I did not introduce myself. I'm Megan Council with Davenport & Company in downtown Franklin, coming to you from the green room today. And I'm really excited to hear our speaker today. We have Kim Marks with us, the CEO of Southampton Memorial Hospital, to give us an update. Without further ado, Kim, tell us what's going on.
Well, I'm happy to say that the COVID progress at the hospital is certainly doing in a much better position than we have all throughout the pandemic, which is wonderful news. As of yesterday, we had zero COVID patients in-house, which we have not had that number in over a year. So that is certainly something to be very, very thankful for. Our nurses and team have worked tirelessly through this pandemic, and they certainly are very happy to see that as well. I will tell you, because the infection rate in Franklin is at 7.6%, which is really coming down, is better than it has been. We at the hospital are in discussions talking about how safely we can start with a limited visitation program for our patients. So that is amazing news, Charles. That would include clergy at that point. So, you know, really, really excited about that. Want to be super cautious, but at the same time realizing that, you know, when you come to the hospital, it's a family experience. It's not just a patient experience. And so we're looking at ways that we can have visitation for the non-COVID patients and segregate the COVID patients if we have one, but still go on with life. Like we say, elective surgeries and things like that, we've got to stop living in the bubble, and we've got to break out, and we're all ready to do something different. But when we put our whatever we're going to do in place, we'll have some trigger points. Maybe the city infection rate, if it gets to 10%, then we'll reassess where we are. But we are talking about in the near future having one visitor in the emergency room, one visitor for outpatient surgery, and one visitor for non-COVID patients in the hospital. We'll still continue with temperature monitoring when you come in the doors, but it will open it up a little bit. We're going to do this in stages. We'll not open the cafeteria. I know everyone's anxious to come back to our wonderful restaurant, but the cafeteria will be open for all those in the building, the visitors and the staff. But we're not ready to open the doors wide open. The gift shop will not be open at this time, but we will, you know, gradually stage this in. I'm just happy to start having these conversations. Will Drury and I meet regularly. He was visiting with me yesterday. And I asked Will, I said, Will, do you have any words of wisdom or anything you'd like to share with the businesses about the health department and the vaccine accessibility? He assured me to let you know by mid-March that they would be ready for their 1B local businesses to be sure to get those first-line local businesses to get everyone's vaccinations, and that he hoped to be out of 1B by the end of March, which is really, really good news. So we are getting this further. I think many of you know the governor reduced some restrictions in Virginia and North Carolina this week. So that is also very promising. You know, I will say that our flu clinic, which is our outpatient clinic, if anyone has signs or symptoms, is open. Encourage everyone to contact that. It is by appointment at 562-4111. And it is the office over in the Belk Shopping Center. So it's total family care. It is staffed by a nurse practitioner, Tracy Forrester, and Dr. Thomas Gerken as well. So we keep that clinic open. Our physician offices are right now at the physician's discretion. Whether they feel that a patient needs to be seen in person or virtually, it is up to the physician to review the symptoms, and they make that recommendation of what comes in the office. So some physicians you'll hear are seeing more patients than others, but it is a preference of the physician, and they have the ability to, you know, to screen the patients that they feel that need to be seen in person versus those virtually. Some good news on the forefront is we've hired another physician to join us, a surgeon. We've hired Dr. Hartle, his name is, and he is a gastroenterologist. And so he is going to join us on June 7th. It will provide more coverage than we've ever had from a GI perspective. He'll be with us 3 days a week. He is a very experienced doctor. He comes to us from Williamsburg. He's semi-retired and wanted to do something different, maybe not work 5 days a week, but work 3 days a week. He does the what we call the, when you just show up, if you're you go through a healthy process, if you're a healthy patient, you don't have any triggers, then you can just show up that day and have your colonoscopy, so you're not having to make two appointments, one to see them before and then one to come to the day of the surgery. So you can, if you pass the questionnaire, you can come in and have your colonoscopy done the same day and not have to, you know, visit the doctor's office many times. So that is something that has been done throughout the Hampton Roads market and quite attractive to working individuals. So we'll be happy to offer that if it is the patient preference. But he will absolutely offer both services. But we'll have a full scope of gastroenterology at that time. We also had an interview this week with a candidate. We'll be extending an offer for an orthopedic physician assistant to work with Dr. Manish Patel. So we're very happy with that as an experienced orthopedic PA. So just really excited about that. And with the COVID pandemic, I'm happy to say we have a pulmonologist on staff now. His name is Dr. Dewan, and he's been coming to us for a couple weeks now. He is a pulmonologist that works in the Suffolk area. He and his partner had a practice, and they are separating their services, and he provides inpatient consults on all of our patients that need pulmonology services. And he will be opening an outpatient practice to assist with sleep lab and follow-up care in Franklin. So very excited about the specialists coming to Franklin and the new services that we'll be able to offer. We're also working with another podiatrist. Many of you have seen Dr. Cook in the past. Dr. Cook is kind of at the end of his career, and we have recruited a podiatrist. His name is Dr. Bayani, and he also practices up in the Harborview area, and he will be opening an office in Franklin 1 day a week on Fridays. So we're excited about the specialists that we're bringing to the area. I will tell you that in our nursing home, we have zero COVID, which is a wonderful thing. It's been a very challenging time. We have lost 6 residents through the entire pandemic with COVID, but our residents are doing much better. It's really taken a toll on them not being able to see their families. You know, before Thanksgiving, we were able to open up and have visits for every resident. Soon after Thanksgiving, we had some COVID activity, and here recently, we've been able to skirt around with what we call a compassionate care visit. We have seen our residents were losing some weight, depressed, and having to stay in their room. You can just imagine the isolation in the nursing home. So we have been able to recently have compassionate care visits, and we also had many activities around food to help with weight loss. And our residents are looking better. But if anyone asks the community what you could do, something for the residents is, you know, something that would be really nice if anyone has, was about ice cream or food. Well, people have been so generous, but the residents are probably where our strongest need would be now. We get many calls, people wanting to help. How can we help? But with the weather being nice these last 2 days, we've been able to take them outside to have some fresh air, which is always a wonderful thing. But we are looking forward to opening visitation back up since we are COVID-free in our nursing home really, really soon as well. And just, they will be planned visits. You can't open it wide open, but like I say, a staggered process where visits are scheduled. We do have a tent that we got with the federal, CARES money. And we will offer those visits through the tent at first and a staggered approach. But I do see us getting back to normal. I do believe the light is at the end of the tunnel. The vaccines have significantly helped. I think many of you heard that the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been released. We do not have any of that. What we currently have is the Moderna vaccine. And we were just given enough for our staff members. We did host a family clinic for our associates to bring 1 to 2 family members that met the 1B criteria. So we gave 100 doses last Friday. That was wonderful for those that were having some additional difficulty. But, you know, we were partnered with the health department and gave our vaccine to the health department when they were getting an inadequate supply. but Will assured me that they were getting an adequate supply now.
Kim's having an internet glitch. It must be community-wide this morning. Megan, you're muted.
I just noticed that. I was going to say, we'll give her a second. That was a lot of great information.
Yes, it is.
While we're waiting, we can look at each other's coffee cups. Stick with tie-dye. Holly, did I notice? I was going to say, I saw Hardee's. I love that. Charles, we have got Slovakia. A yawn is a silent scream for coffee. I love that. Okay, Pam. Unless Todd comes back with something that really is something I don't even know about. That yawn scream is pretty good.
That's a big cup.
That is a big cup.
My girls have a coffee cup fetish. I need to clean them out. And I have cabinets full of coffee mugs.
Creativity abounds. I just need one that keeps it warm. I'm a big fan of the thermos style.
All right, that's a big cup as well, Megan.
Don't worry. There's like this much coffee in it, but it stays warm.
So this is Kim. I'm back. I dialed back in. I'm not sure. I apologize for our internet connectivity, but it seems like I just lost connectivity.
All right. We can hear you now.
I've dialed in on the phone so that... Yeah, but I'm, like I said before, I'm happy to answer anybody's questions or provide guidance. Anything you need, you know, certainly you can always reach out to me.
Anybody have any? Yes.
Hey, it's Angela Jeffries. I was wondering, where are negotiations going with Anthem, because upstate employees have Anthem.
Angela, I'm sorry to say, there's no movement with Anthem right now. We are seeing that the Anthem Medicare supplements are all paying, but we continue to work with Anthem. I think I've told y'all before, I was reading the other day that Anthem reported the largest earnings per quarter that they've ever had, but they are not passing that on to their insured products. So Bonsecor is diligently working with Anthem. There is a dialogue. They're going back and forth. But at this time, we remain out of network for Anthem. And we will certainly let y'all know just as soon as we are back in network. I hope it will not be long. I am told that Anthem is bidding now on the Bonsecor health insurance to be the TPA, which is a good sign for us, because if they want to be considered, all the facilities have to be in network. So a little bit of good news there about their the persuasion to have them have us back in network.
Thank you.
Kim, have you heard any, I know you were working with the legislators early on, are they being of any assistance, or can we give them a nudge?
Yes, they are of assistance, but it's really a back and forth game. Anthem did come back with a proposed increase for our facility, but the increase, by the time we put it into the modeling package, was more on the inpatient business, where our business is on the outpatient basis. So they took away from outpatient, tried to show something for inpatient, which was a total net negative for the hospital. So that proposal was rejected. They certainly know what they're doing.
Making money, that's for sure.
I think I read something about $15 billion in the last quarter earnings.
Good grief. And we're all paying premiums.
They're just really not. I mean, I'm telling y'all, they're paying me less than Medicare. And you always think that Medicare is
or Medicaid or, you know, two very poor insurance. Right now I'm getting about 94% of Medicaid, and we're just trying to get to Medicare and just really struggling. As a hospital, I saw a number yesterday that said that we were paid 32% less than the hospitals in Hampton Roads by Anthem. And the hospital in Petersburg is paid 41% less than the hospitals in Richmond by Anthem.
Wow. Is that comparing to the other Bon Secours in Hampton Roads?
Yes, that's pretty much all we can compare it to.
Right. Well, that's a, especially Petersburg, 41%. That's, you know, I don't know how they don't see the disparity there.
I think they see it. They just are have to be careful what they do because the other hospitals' contracts are coming up. And I think they're at a point where they want to start taking away from some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else have questions for Kim? It's very interesting and gives me lots of hope, Kim. Thank you all for what you're doing at the hospital. And I look forward to having the ability to go see the folks at East Pavilion. And I know my grandmother, I'm excited to hopefully be able to see her at the Village sooner than later. So thank you for giving us a positive report on the numbers. We really appreciate that. And I agree with you. The light is there at the end of the tunnel. Does anyone else have any questions, comments, or concerns for the group this morning? Well, I have to say, Pam Leese, I think your coffee mug wins for today. And I really appreciate everyone taking the time and apologize for the technical difficulties, you know, about a year into this, and they have to happen sometime. I swear with this much rain, it seems to make my internet connection a bit disagreeable. But thank you for spending the time. We really appreciate you getting on here. Help us to get the good news out in the community. So please share what we've shared this morning. And if there's anything that we can do at the chamber, Colin Pulley is your new chamber president. And Teresa and Melissa are always there. So call them, call me, call anyone if we at the Chamber of Commerce can do anything to help. And I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.